Some people just don't get sports.
Sounds like you have mental problems.
And honestly, we just don't get them.
Exactly.
This is Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
I'm Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepherd. Rick Church on the other side of the glass in for Chris for the next 2 days. That is Billy Joel. It is his birthday today. Born in 1949.
Moving out. Anthony's song, parentheses.
We did Billy Joel trivia with mixed results on Wikipedia today. Sheeman Shepherd, ESPN Southwest Florida. Thanks for tuning in. 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. No, Chris in the car. He doesn't have the same amount of wives as Pete Shepherd. He's had much. He's had more.
He's had more.
Billy Joel's had more.
Yes.
Hurts. Now Packer Backer says, could we see a top 10 worst segments for the show after that was not a that segment no. was not even close
no,
to a top 10
close.
Worst. Not even close. By the way, also Rick Church playing with one hand tied behind his back because Chris's password for the music is we don't get the usual.
Well, no, because he's playing off of YouTube, right?
Yeah, I'm playing. I got YouTube rocking
That's
back
it.
Here. So
Same
far,
thing.
So good.
You can play any song you want.
I don't think Chris uses the iTunes too much because it's been locked out for a while, and you know.
Think he did that on purpose to sabotage?
No. Well, no, no.
Yeah. You sure?
Sounds like sabotage.
I don't know.
Sounds like sabotage.
Sabotage.
Mr. Worldwide says 41 northbound around Bonita backed up. Thank you for that update. Appreciate that. Thanks. At 7 minutes and 34 seconds past the hour, it's time for SportsCenter Rundown. No, Chris, here's me.
Oh, crud. Jeez, I'm sorry.
Hold on.
I've got to do this thing first. Okay. All right. I'm ready now.
There you go.
Here we go.
This SportsCenter Rundown brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Bonita Springs and Mercedes-Benz of Naples. They've joined forces to bring you twice the selection and twice the service. Stop in and see us today or shop online and we'll deliver to your home. mbbonitasprings.com or mbnaples.com.
That was important. I'm glad you found it. NBA tonight, Game 4, Celtics, Bucks, 7:30. The Bucks up a 2-1 series lead there. Grizzlies and Warriors, the late game tonight. Warriors up 2-1. Ja Morant likely out, they say, due to the knee injury suffered in Game 3. Stanley Cup playoffs, bunch of Game 4s tonight. Panthers and Caps. Caps up 2-1. Rangers, Pens. Pens up 2-1. The Avs try to eliminate the Predators up 3-0. And the Flames and Stars. Stars up 2-1 in that series.
All right, may I add?
Please.
Tampa Bay Rays tonight at the Anaheim Angels. Big game early on. 9 o'clock pregame, Rick.
We got that.
Yeah, 9 o'clock right pregame, here. Yeah.
And also earlier finals today, the Orioles over the Royals 6-1. Yankees become the first 20-win team. They blanked the Rangers 1-0. 7 hits total in that game. 5 by the Yankees.
How about that?
They're playing well. My team stinks. Actually, the Red Sox starting pitching, how can this be? It's like 15 out of 17 games, Rick, that their starters have given up 2 earned runs or less, and they can't win a freaking
wow.
game.
Wow. Boy, that's
they're 0-6,
something.
They're 0-6 in extra innings.
That's something.
0-6 in extra innings. Get swept by the White Sox over the weekend. One game nobody saw on Friday night because it was on Apple. And then really.
Minnesota Twins are off to a pretty good start.
Great. Rocco's doing a great job. They're in first place.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're the only team over .500 in the division.
Yeah, surprisingly good starting pitching and timely hitting. How are your Tigers doing, Craig?
Look toward the bottom a little
bit.
Oh,
they're
going to win tonight. They're playing Oakland. And there's a lot of money moving on Detroit in that one. I'm
really?
Serious. Yes.
Is that at Oakland?
That's our friend's big play of the day, if you know what I mean.
Oh, 5 inning or 9?
9.
9.
Is that at Oakland?
Both, I think. Both.
Okay.
I'm sure you've heard the glorious tales of their attendance woes.
Oh, yeah. We talk about it all the time. It's like 300 people.
Like 100. Like
yeah,
one story I saw said they actually caught more rats.
Yeah.
The exterminator.
We put it on our webpage. I had it on our webpage.
Okay.
They did.
That is.
But you look at
brutal.
The National League East, the Mets are the only team above .500, and they're 20-10. The Central. It's got just 2 teams at .500 or better, Milwaukee and St. Louis. The West is the best division in all of baseball. Every team is over .500. Dodgers are 19-7, San Diego's 19-10, Colorado 16-12, San Fran same 16-12, and Arizona 15-14.
Speaking of odds, Rich Strike, an impressive run for the Roses on Saturday.
Even though Craig's suspicious.
I am suspicious for 2 reasons.
Notes from the last hour for the podcast. I put Craig suspicious of horse.
Well, first of all, coming around
mind, selfish pressure.
Turn three to turn four, from that stretch until the finish line, I've never seen a horse race that fast in my life, number one.
I've seen horses from behind, but also was, the jockey, that, the way.
I know.
It was like
well, let me finish my point.
Frogger.
Positioning. Great example, Frogger. It was.
Positioning.
But the way it caught, and then it was so hyper after. Like, I just thought the horse was acting weird. I don't know anything about that stuff.
Do you think horses, like a lot of animals have a certain sixth sense. Maybe this horse got a sense of it. It had just accomplished something amazing. Who knows?
But when the woman was coming over and trying to, and she was biting at the other horse, I'm like, let go, let go.
Yeah.
Just let go and go. Why did she not let go of those reins, even though he's biting at the horse? And
I don't know.
And just pull him, just pull the horse away for a minute.
Look, last year
they were guiding him to the ceremony. I was like, just leave him alone for a second.
Let him chill out. He's had, it looks like he's had about 8 Diet Mountain Dews. Let him calm down, whatever they gave him. And, last year's horse tested positive. So I don't know. Well, and is dead, I think. I think last year's winner is no longer with us. So these things happen. Mm-hmm. I don't know. And then we'll be on to talk about it for the Belmont next week.
Yep.
Once or 2 weeks.
Yeah. One NFL story, if he's allowed to.
Right.
One little NFL blurb that came out today, we're going to talk about it, came out of ESPN, is that the San Francisco 49ers, according to ESPN, say they don't plan to shop Jimmy Garoppolo until just before training camp. They don't expect a deal until just before training camp.
At that point.
But the headline says Jimmy Garoppolo trade rumors, 49ers aiming to deal quarterback just before training camp.
I got the solution. Let's put everybody out their misery. Let's say July 20th. Let's trade Jimmy G for Baker Mayfield. Let's just get everybody, just put them all out of misery.
That doesn't do anybody any good. Hard to imagine a scenario in which he's on the roster in week one, at least with his $26.95 million cap number. See, that's just the thing. On San Fran's roster with that number. I just can't see it. And they've already said Trey Lance is going to be their guy. In not so many words, they have said that. But then you heard, Lynch say, and Shanahan kind of hint at, well, he's not going there. I don't know. I can't see how he's on their salary. I can't say he's on that team at $26, $27 million cap hit, basically.
Got some more NFL news in a moment. Gator Nation texting in. I put a unit on Rich Strike just for the heck of it. Was getting 100-1 odds. After I found out he had won, I was mad that I didn't have the grapefruits to bet more. Well, I don't know how big your unit is there, Gator Nation. But I'm sure a lot of people had that. But at least you put something on it. I didn't even recognize the horse's name because we didn't talk about it Friday, and I didn't give it because he wasn't in the race at that point. And when we left the airways Friday, and I didn't pay much attention until the post time at the beginning, and I just like, who is this horse? I don't remember talking about him. That's when I found out he was in.
I didn't know he was until the race started, until he won.
Yeah,
because I told I didn't
who
watch
is it. This?
I didn't watch any of the pregame stuff. I'm watching Celtics in Milwaukee and hockey and stuff, and then got in the car, drove 20 minutes to our friend's house in Fort Myers. As we're walking in the door for the cocktail and dinner party, here he's like, just in time, and they're closing the gate. Boom. I had no idea who it was. I know I didn't have any shekels on him.
No.
I was proud to net $13.
You did good. If that's right.
I netted $13.
That's not a loss. I lost.
No, that's.
A couple of items with the NFL. We heard, now this is not confirmed, but is this in Tampa or Green Bay? This is Tampa, right? The Packers, Bucks.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah.
Possibly.
Tampa Bay hosting Green Bay.
Possibly week one
at 1 o'clock.
Rodgers and Brady don't ever play, and I don't know why they would make that a 1 o'clock game.
No, they've played at 4 o'clock before.
Yeah. Or prime time, I would like. But, it seems 1 o'clock.
And Deshaun Watson's going to be back in Houston for another deposition on Friday. 15 more to be taken in the cases pending against him, and with the offseason program still going, they'll be hustling to get them all done by July 1st.
Okay. One other NFL schedule. We know that week two, there is a Monday night doubleheader. Not the week one that we're used to. Week two, it'll be Tennessee at Buffalo, but that's 7:15 on ESPN. And then
10 o'clock game, right?
No.
Why?
7:15 Eastern. Then Minnesota at Philadelphia, second game, 8:30, a mere hour and 15 minutes later on ABC. Why are we doubling up?
It's outrageous.
That is outrageous.
I don't understand. No one can come up with an explanation. I know they talked about it earlier today on ESPN, but the sound was down, so I don't understand it. I've never seen this. I've never seen just except on on a regular Sunday when games overlap, but they only overlap.
Monday night?
Yeah. Come on.
They barely overlap.
Same network, ABC and ESPN, in case you don't know. It's all Disney-owned. Same network.
So there's no way there could be a Manning cast. Can't have two Bobkas. That's ridiculous.
Could you have a Manning, split Manning cast?
have
one on ESPN,
have
two?
Peyton cover one on ESPN, Eli
you?
I don't know. Lifelong Buckeye. Craig is skeptical of an amazing finish, ? How unlike him. Well...
I think a lot.
There are other people that are suspicious. I'm just saying. By the way, as long as we're talking about real football, I dominated Pigskin Picks for the USFL 3-1. Chris actually went 3-1. Pete 1-3, which is an improvement. The coin went 1-3. I now have a 3-game lead in the standings
over me. Oh no, over the coin. You're 3 games over me. One over or two over the coin.
I've got three. Yeah, 3 over humans.
Yeah.
Got it. All right. Okay.
Is that even really necessary? USFL Pigskin Picks.
Very necessary.
Is it really?
Very.
Okay.
We take these things very seriously.
I know you do. I don't understand.
I base it on trends, logos, past performances.
He's tried everything. You're just upset there isn't a team in Minnesota.
I'm really not. I'm really not.
Astero Charles says, run with me here, boys. I actually think 1 o'clock first Sunday of football is a huge spot. That's when lots of people go to the bar, the friends. That's when you throw the big party and all the anticipation for the first set of games.
Yeah, but it's all regional.
Yeah, I want to – that should be –
It's not a national.
Yeah, a lot of people in the country won't be able to see
it. No, a lot of people in the country won't see it because their team will be playing too somewhere.
Yeah. All right, this is a big day. Earlier today, we did something I don't think we've ever done. We went back to back to back.
No, we did it once before.
Female callers. Well, I think we were specifically asking.
We were specifically that time.
But we had Valerie, Kathleen, and Gator Nurse, three female callers, back to back to back, I think in the 3 o'clock hour. And I was hoping for female ref to call in and make it 4, but here she is now. So let's put her on the air. Female ref, welcome. How are you today?
What's up?
Hey, guys. Yeah. Sorry I'm a little late to the party, but you got your number 4 female caller today.
There you go. Well, how was your Mother's Day weekend?
Oh, it was awesome. It was great. We went to the beach. $150 on a scratch-off card.
Wow, nice.
And had some king crab legs for dinner, so I can't complain.
That sounds wonderful. Sounds wonderful.
Very nice.
Yeah. So real quick, I wanted to chime in a little bit on this horse, Rich Strike.
Yes.
It's kind of my deal on Derby Day to do all my due diligence, like starting at noon, and I don't do a spreadsheet, but it's handwritten in that. Write all the horses' names down, and I do all these stats. In other words, I look up the jockey. I look up the horse, what their record's been. Then I also watch one or two of their previous races just to see, how they look and what they've done.
Yeah, you're doing homework. All right.
Well, I do, and this takes me a few hours. So sure. I was well aware that Rich Strike was in the race, but I'm going, who in the heck is this horse?
Mm-hmm.
So I looked at his stats and the jockey and his race, and I'm going, there is no way. And there were 3 horses that I put, forget this horse, and Rich Strike was one of them.
Yeah.
Summertime was another one, and there was one other that was at the beginning of the race. He was in the beginning, but then he fell back because he was trying to keep up with Summertime. So, Craig, I think you're spot on. There, something is up with this horse.
I just
feel it's really suspect with the way that horse ran and with the way it acted at the end of the race. And the fact that, there was no history, and whatever history was there, it was not positive.
It was bad, right? So,
but my only thing is, usually they find, they examine the horses right after.
Yeah, so, there's some there. We'll hear about it.
Yeah.
That's a great point, and you're right. But it'll be interesting if he's in the next race to see how he does.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
And I hope he doesn't skip the Preakness and then play, and then goes to Belmont. I'd like to see if there's a chance. He won't be 8-1 at Preakness, that's for sure.
No.
Yeah, that's true. So, but anyway, right. You know, it was an awesome race. It really was. And
did you win any money?
Next time, put some shekels on the dark horse for sure.
Right. Yeah. Hey, by the way, how's Bearcat Dave? I think he was celebrating his last day at work, and he was passed out last time we talked to you.
Well, he's doing much better today. In fact, he started his new job today. So, yeah, he's doing well. Oh. And it was a good first day for him. So. Yeah.
Excellent.
I'm upright. Don't
there he is. That freaked me out for a minute, how the voice changed. Oh, okay, I got you.
Wow.
All right, you guys have a good evening. I appreciate it.
Female ref steroids
thanks,
kicked
guys.
In.
Yeah,
all right,
love you.
All right, have a good one. Take care. That was funny. All right. Scotty Too Hottie is on the line. 239-3370. So four female callers today. It's a big day at Sheeman and Shepherd, but Scotty is a man. Scotty, how are you?
Hey, guys. Hi. Good. How's it going, guys?
Great.
Good.
How
what's on your mind?
Hey, good. I got another little long shot story about a horse.
Okay.
About 2005 or 2006, this jockey had got thrown from this horse. This is a true story. Okay. Jockey had got thrown from this horse and cracked his skull. It took him like a year and a half to recover in the hospital. Mm-hmm. Well, he went back to being a jockey because he was a little dude and that's all he knew.
Yeah.
He went to a racetrack and the horse he drew was named Skull Crusher.
Oh.
It was 77-1 odds. And I'll be damned if his first race back, he didn't win on Skull Crusher.
Really?
That's awesome.
It's a crazy story. Thanks, guys. I appreciate your time.
I appreciate it. Excellent. Scotty Too Hottie, thanks for calling in. Wow. I like that. Something caught my eye. Kentucky Tim has texted in. Rick Church, remember two Sundays ago? You know what to do later today. What does that mean?
Is this a Miley request? Did not I remember? Because we saw a text directed at you a couple of weeks ago, and I know it was about a violation of protocol on this show to play Miley either on Sunday or the next time you were.
No, there was some people that were trying really hard to encourage me on the weekend shows to not play Miley at 5 o'clock on a Friday next time. I'm on the show.
Yeah.
And they're thinking like, well, come on, you're in charge, man. You know, you're the, I'm like, you know, I got the buttons in front of me. That doesn't make me in charge.
Well, you could. You know?
Well, I could, Pete, but you know, I could also be an airplane pilot and make a U-turn and, you know, get fired from my job. You guys know I fought the good fight for a long time on that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know what? I acquiesced and said, you know what? Okay. That's what the people want. It's what the people want. That's what they're referring to, but
it's grown on me. I got to admit, I never thought. And we've been this 4 years, three.
But it wouldn't be Miley today, anyways. It's
no,
Miley.
It's not Miley. Today.
No,
no.
Now I'm concerned it may be something else I missed.
No. I just wanted to. It caught my attention. That's all. No big deal. All right, coming up, when we come back, we got to play this audio from this sideline pit guy,
Martin Brundle from Sky Sports.
I mean, those of you that have heard me mix up Ving Rhames for Michael Clark Duncan, you'll never make fun of me again because he just...
This was worse.
This is way worse. So we'll have all that. Also, don't forget, our ESPN Southwest Florida Naples Wealth Planning Sheeman & Shepherd Golf Scramble is Friday, this Friday, Friday the 13th, by the way, out at Stony Brook. And then afterward, we're doing our show at Duffy's Sports Bar and Grill. So you can come out and hang out there with us. It's our five-year anniversary show. Get yourself a beer, a burger, and we'll have a good time on the radio. Miley Cyrus, even. We'll have that. All that coming up. And
you might have Miley Cyrus because I will be back here at the studio.
Right. Oh. Right, yeah. Yeah, well.
Oh, that's right, on Friday.
I'm kidding.
Yeah.
Let's see. By the way, the show is brought to you by Astoria Chevrolet, Gavin's Ace Hardware, and Valvoline. So we'll have that audio. I see Otis is on standby. We'll get to him on the other side as well. Sheeman & Shepherd, ESPN, Southwest Florida.
You clearly don't know who you're talking to, so let me clue you in.
This is Sheeman & Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
Say my name.
Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepherd. Rick Church on the other side of the glass in for Chris. Sheeman & Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
Great tune.
That's a great tune.
Go-Go's, we got the beat. Opening to Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Who could ever forget that?
Very snappy.
Yeah.
Very snappy tune. All right, coming up in a minute, we're going to play the... I'm still trying to decide. Was this an embarrassment on F1?
with this reporter, former driver Martin Brundle. He didn't know who he was talking to. He got names mixed up. We'll get to all that in just a moment. Otis is waiting on hold. Let's welcome him. Otis, did you take care of Mrs. Otis on behalf of your children on Mother's Day?
You have to ask.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
No, I know you did. I know you came through.
We took care of her. We gave her the weekend off, you know, on dinner, lunch and dinner duties, and kind of took her out Saturday after church. Amazingly, I've consistently gone to church every week since Easter. We'll see how long my streak continues.
Keep it going, Otis. Keep it going.
Wow. Yeah, and so we took her to the beach last night and kind of did a picnic for dinner.
Nice.
My daughter's picked out some gifts for her. Got some flowers. She seemed very happy and very relaxed, and she was able to press pause and just kind of kick back. It was actually a nice sunset on the causeway last night.
Good, mm-hmm. Good.
So very good.
A lot of people on the causeway. I was driving by. I'd seen you there. I would have stopped by and said hello.
Yeah, she was really pleased that our daughter that's going to hit college this year, the second oldest, took the time to buy her some flowers and come over and spend the evening with her, too, because, you know, she kind of gets busy with her job and stuff. So
that's cool.
Don't forget about her. You know, so.
Did you watch any F1, any NBA? Did you catch anything this weekend?
I'm kind of doing my school, and I did it's time to continue in the education. So it took up a lot of time. I kind of watched a little bit of the basketball here and there, but really I dedicated most of the weekend to after work on Saturday to the wife and, just trying to make sure she understands that she's number one and always will be. So
good job. Oh,
that's great.
Good job.
Now that's over.
Now that's over.
Get to be me again this week. So we'll see if how much she can tolerate the regular me out there. You know, me being somewhat,
no doubt,
somewhat less obnoxious for 2 days.
Yeah,
it was an enjoyable weekend. And they don't come around enough. We got too many holidays, but not enough. You know, not too many. What do we get? We get Valentine's Day and Mother's Day. You know, you get to reflect on your mom and everything she's taught you. And I think many of us can take the Abraham Lincoln quote. I know I can, and say everything I am and everything I have and will have is because of my mother.
Yeah.
And the things she taught me, the places she took me, and whether or not you can believe it, her dragging me to church quite a bit, it helped me with a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
I may not sound like I'm not overly one of those overbearing people, but it taught me a lot of lessons. Actually, I learned how to fish there too, and work on engines.
Yeah,
So you learn a lot of great experiences, and the old people may have not have been geniuses, but they had a lot of common sense. So. Better to take your sons to church and have them do that and to have them out in the street, raising hell. So
that's right. Yeah.
That's what she did, and I always appreciated that. And, it's not hard for me to pick my Bible up and read it because she taught me that. So
that's right.
Yeah. So it was a great, great Mother's Day.
Good, man.
All right.
Great,
excellent.
Great reflection.
Well, that's good.
I hope
good.
You guys enjoyed yours, too.
We did. Yeah, had a great weekend, man. Yep. Words of wisdom. Thank you, Otis. Yep. I appreciate it.
All right, guys. I'll be good.
All right, you too. Talk to you soon. That is Otis, everybody.
I was fine, though. I don't know about you, Craig, and the church that you go to, but back in the day when I would, I was going a lot. I don't go a lot anymore, as you know, but not because I don't believe. It's just whatever. I have my whatever.
You have tea times.
But I always found out, you have these nice ceremonies. You have everything is great, right? You get out of church, and everything that you would – just taught in church or just went over and everybody's feeling good and you get in the parking lot, and all hell breaks loose. And people are road raging out of the parking lot. How many church parking lots? I'm being serious that I've been to. I cannot tell you. It's not even 90 seconds. You're in the car. Somebody cut. You can't get out of the parking lot. What? You're not wrong.
You're not wrong.
I was not one of those people. I used to sit there and just watch because I was able to walk to the church when I grew up in Rhode Island, so I didn't have to drive. I would sit there and go, look at these a-holes that just came out of church and they're ready to kill each other because they can't get out first.
Church is supposed to sustain you and your attitude for the rest of the week until you come back a week later. And you're right. People lose their minds.
I'm telling you, I don't care what church or temple or whatever religion, you come out of service at a crowded parking lot, I don't care what time of day it is or night, and just film it sometime. Just watch. Just film it for 10 minutes and see how the virtues are
remain
gone.
Calm.
Oh, God. Remember Peace Be With You from minutes ago? You're all hugging and kissing and shaking it. Nope. What? You cut me off?
Free to go to love and serve the Lord.
Son of a gun. You suck.
That does happen.
Yeah.
Female ref texted back, hey, one of our buddies just called Bearcat Dave because he recognized my voice on your show. He didn't know that I was female ref. He knows now.
Yeah, we bring family and friends together. That's what we do.
Female ref also agrees with your assessment of the church parking lot. All right, let us play from the broadcast of F1 this weekend. Martin Brundle, he is the former F1 driver, now kind of the sideline pit guy.
For Sky Sports. Big network, by the way.
It's the European version of ESPN and all things sports.
So I'll set it up for you. So the first one, he thinks he's tracking down Patrick Mahomes, but it's really Paolo Banchero.
There were a lot of celebrities there.
There were, from Duke.
Yeah.
Right. And here's how that went down.
Okay.
Right, let's dive in there then. Oh, hang on, we've got to get around there. Patrick, Martin Brundle, Formula One television in England.
Guy doesn't turn around.
I don't think he can hear me up there. Patrick, how are you? Good, good to see you on the grid here. What do you think of this atmosphere?
This is crazy. I've never been to an F1 race. This is spectacular.
It's amazing to be allowed right in the middle of the competitors just before the race starts.
Yeah, now you can see they locked in. It reminds me of myself. Real focus.
Okay, it's not Patrick. That's why he ignored me in the beginning. But what is your name, sir?
Paolo Banchero.
Right, okay. Well, I thought I was talking to somebody else. So I'm sorry about that. Whatever.
What an idiot.
So, yeah. And by the way, the one he screwed it up, I mean, that's going to be probably a top three pick out of Duke in the NBA draft. He thought it was Patrick Mahomes. So, much taller.
Yeah, right, there's much taller. And, they kind of have the same do, maybe. I mean, there's a slight reason. Again, if he was a foot shorter.
Yeah.
All right. Then it gets really bad. He thinks that Venus Williams is Serena Williams.
Uh-oh.
Serena, good to see you. So tell us, what do you think of this event here in Miami?
Oh, we love having Lewis and all the drivers in Miami, so wishing them luck. It's the first time of many. Hey. Oh, what's the question?
No, it doesn't really matter. Just good to hear. Nice to talk to you, actually, but we'll want to back down.
She's looking down at like, listen, little tiny man, get out of the way. What's the question? She was very polite. She was polite. She knew that he called her the wrong name. Anyway. Next up. This gets worse, too. Now, I didn't really know this guy, but Gianluca Vacchi, who's a multimedia mogul, social media mogul. Everybody in Europe knows who he is, except for Martin Brundle. Here's how that went down.
Okay.
And everybody, the grandstands must be nearly empty. Sir, I don't know who you are, but I'd like to know who you are. I'm Martin Brundle from Sky. You look a very interesting character.
Social media sensation, let's say this.
And modest, too. And, So, what do you do on social media?
What do you do on social media? Guy owns like a whole bunch of stuff.
Wow.
Oh, and then finally.
He got one right.
He got one right because he's from Europe and he stalks Odell. Not Odell Beckham. David Beckham. It's Odell and David look just alike.
Right.
He stalks David Beckham, finally gets from there. You got to remember, he actually fought his way through security to get this interview a little bit. And initially, David walks away. It's just kind of funny. Here it goes.
Get quite pushy in here, aren't we? And have a chat with him. What we'll do is we'll head him off at the pass and. A quick David Martin Brundle Sky. David, have you got a minute for us? That's the second time he's blanked me. didn't even get a free kick in that one. So he's going for it. Look, to be fair, David's going for a team shot down there. So we'll try again.
He's walking around.
Yeah, we don't want to be that much offside, do we? What I don't want to do is crash into the... David, Martin Brundle, Sky, can he have a quick word with you? Can we have a quick word?
Of course.
Yeah, we need to just probably move out of the way, but you know sport in Miami well. You've got a football team here, hoping to build a new stadium. Yeah. What do you reckon to all this?
It's amazing. It's what Miami does best. You know, it's a sporting town, an entertainment town, and I think today's incredible. It's going to be amazing.
Good. Who's your money on?
We'll see.
All right. Oops, the anthem.
All right. So, in review, Serena versus Venus, Patrick Mahomes. I don't want anybody talking Ving Rhames or Michael Clark Duncan and me, my incident ever again. I'm still trying to figure out, is this kind of this guy's shtick, or did he just have a horrible day? Because his producers probably left him out to hang a little bit too.
Well, again, he does apparently. He's the the Jim Gray of F1 Formula Racing, yeah. All over the world. So that's what he does, and this might be a. Although this, I mean, when they do this in Montreal, it's a big deal. It's like this whole.
It's a big deal everywhere. Catching on in America.
Probably more celebrities down here for this because it's an inaugural race and all that stuff. But
right.
you would think, well.
Saw Tom Brady and Michael Jordan and Beckham hanging out together. I don't know where the VIP section was, but they were in it.
Yep.
So, all right. Well, it was an interesting weekend, to say the least.
Yep.
And to follow up Otis's comments, I hope you all had a happy Mother's Day out there this weekend. That's a good day.
Speaking of Brady, real quick, NFL Broadcasting Chief Howard Katz told Sam Farmer, your buddy, of the LA Times.
Yes.
He's been on the show before.
Yes.
When Tom Brady retired, we were concerned about the strength of the NFC package because there were so many terrific Tampa Bay games we were looking at. And the story is the 2022 NFL schedule, really Tom Brady deciding to unretire, forced schedule makers to start all over.
Oh.
So it threw a big monkey wrench into the whole thing.
Interesting.
Yeah, anyway.
I mean, yeah, because the AFC's loaded, and then you're like, ooh, what are we doing here in the NFC?
Yeah. Yeah.
We've got, Bears, Lions. I mean, I would like it, but I don't know if everybody else would.
Good thing Chris isn't here. Or, what would be playing?
Oh, no. Well, thankfully, we're not playing that. Rick Church doesn't know where that is.
Yes, he does.
I don't think he does. No.
Are we talking about the
– No, no.
Yeah.
No, we're not talking about it.
We are talking. We know. No. You know what we're talking about.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I've played it for you before, Craig.
Have you? No, you haven't.
Yeah.
That never
happens.
Are you talking about this?
No.
Matthew's going to work out of the gun. Bears have three men back on that goal line. Stafford's got it. Three-man rush for Chicago. Stafford loads and throws. And
yes!
Caught! No, he dropped it on the... No! DeAndre Swift dropped it. It was a touchdown.
Everybody
in his
down.
Hands.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no!
It's my favorite.
Is that the one you were talking
about, Craig? Done in by Rick Church.
Good job, Rick.
Top notch. In the back by Brutus.
Well, not really me so much as Chris, because Chris is the one who actually took the time and effort to include it to what we call our hotkeys.
Hotkeys.
What does it say for a label?
It says...
Craig Torture?
No. Matthew's going to work out his gun.
I didn't mean to do that to you, Craig. I was just trying to look at the file here. It is labeled as DeAndre Swift dropped touchdown.
Oh, okay.
All right. Man. I would have put something more creative. Craig's torture clip.
Well, we're not in charge of
that. So, I mean, if Chris took the time and effort to put it in our hotkey file, I mean, it's probably an important file.
Kudos to you from Delivery Man and Female Ref. Tag Hauer says the AFC is loaded, quoting me, yet the NFC keeps winning the Super Bowl. Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. We'll see. I mean, you got to admit, the AFC's loaded.
The AFC West is loaded. And the AFC, the AFC East will be competitive. And I don't know what's going to happen with the Steelers are an interesting team. We know Cincinnati's going to be competitive. That's for damn sure.
All I could say is we tried to pick the worst three teams the worst five teams in the AFC, and we had a hard time doing it. Like, the Steelers were in our list because. I mean, tried naming all the worst teams, and you run out real fast in the AFC. There aren't too many bad teams. We spotted the Jets and the Jaguars and the Texans.
So anyway, that was interesting. Coming up, we got What You Got. And don't forget, at the top of the hour, another word for the Sheeman Shepherd cash grab. This is the last week for that. Your chance to win $500. Our winner earlier on, a couple weeks ago, texted us that he got his check today for the $500.
Nice.
So that is cool. So stay tuned. All that coming up. What You Got, Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
Time for those parting shots. It's What You Got with Sheeman and Shepherd.
Okay. What You Got is brought to you by Backstreets Bar and Grill, 47 Terrace in the Cape. As usual, I will go to the NBA. We'll go Grizzlies, Warriors. The over-under is 223. Oh, I wish that was the number on Saturday night when they went over 254. More of the same. Lots of shooters. We're in the flow of this series. Take the over. Over 223. You're welcome. Pete Shepherd, what you got?
I gave you my first loser in 2 weeks this past Friday. But 9 or 10 and 1, because I had a couple parlays in that hit. Like 10 and 1 the last 11 on this show, even more so if it went way back. It's absolutely the Celtics tonight plus one. There's no way Tatum's going to have two bad games in a row. And like I said, Giannis is going to be Giannis. Giannis is going to get his 30 to 40 points a night. There's no question about it. But he is still being badgered and bothered, and I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. I think the Celtics get it done tonight. They even up the series at 2. They win this game by 7. As a 1-point dog.
It's very specific.
Yes.
Rick Church, you have a final parting shot today. You'll be back tomorrow, by the way.
I will be back tomorrow. Mm. You know, I'm sure you guys probably covered this last week, but I thought it was kind of cool when they announced the international schedule for the NFL.
Oh, yeah.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are playing in Germany.
Yeah.
Making Tom Brady the first quarterback in NFL history to play in 4 different countries. Adds more accolades to his backpack.
Yeah, exactly.
His backpack. That's
four
right.
Four countries.
Four countries.
The guy's everywhere.
Got almost as many countries as Super Bowl rings.
Overexposed. Yeah. He's everywhere.
See you tomorrow.
Harry Carey texts again. Sorry, guys. Just got in the car from the office. Doctor Strange was very strange. Good, but not great. I'll give it 4 out of 6 on the ice cold Budweiser
6
scale.
Usually it's 5, but okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's Harry Carey math. It's out of 6.
That's true. I'm hoping to get – that's going to be tough, so I don't want to miss my games this week.
Yeah. All right.
I'll get there.
Talk to Harry on Friday.
Yeah.
Again, Friday, we'll be doing our show out at Duffy's.
I know it will be strange because, no pun intended, because of the multiverse. It's probably like the Spider-Man thing. It's probably like 3 or 4 stories going on at once.
Saw Chris Hemsworth in Extraction over the weekend.
Oh, how was that?
I have intense.
Yeah.
Lots of brains being blown out, if that's your thing.
Sounds fun.
Did they have it coming?
Invite the family.
My wife was like, "Ooh, that was intense." Yeah.
Was it an army movie?
It was a good movie. Oh. He's rescuing a boy who's held hostage.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. That will do it. Rays baseball on at like midnight tonight.
9.
Okay. Same. Yeah. West Coast baseball.
You'll
be a slut. Hey, it's Trey Lance's birthday. Should have done Trey Lance
22.
Trivia for the youngster.
Trey Lance trivia.
Getting ready to be the new quarterback of the Niners. Mm. All right, so we'll be back tomorrow. Red Alert Tuesday and other fun stuff. Rick Church in for Chris. For Pete Shepherd, I'm Craig Sheeman. Thanks for listening. Kudos to me. Another stellar effort by myself. Yeah. Have a great night. God bless America and the world.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.